It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It is the quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And yes, DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. Chances to play all kinds of games like slots and blackjack and roulette, all from home. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. You play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three. That means it's time to ask Ross. Mr. Ross, are you ready for the questions?
I am ready. I love this.
All right, fantastic. Let's start with Leslie from New Market, Maryland. She says she's originally from State College. She says, "Hi, Ross. I'm a huge football fan, but never played. I'm one of KSN's many women listeners. I know football has different position coaches that are their primary coach for individual players. My question is about the tight ends. Since this position seems to be such a hybrid, both blocking and receiving, does Bowen get his talking points from the offensive line and the receivers coach, or does he have his own techniques and approaches that carry over regardless of the changes at the other positional coaches? Thanks, and keep up the great work."
Yeah, no, that's all Tyler Bowen. And he has experience as an offensive line coach, and he played offensive line, so he certainly understands the blocking part of it. And, you know, as a good coach, I'm sure he's learned all of the receiving aspects of it. And one of the things that's cool about that is he happens to have the best tight end in the country this year in Pat Freiermuth. But it is a tough position. It's one that usually true freshmen struggle. You also don't see a lot of production, typically, Jim, from rookies in the NFL, because it's very complicated. You have to block and be a part of the blocking unit, like the offensive line in the run game. And then every once in a while, you're involved in pass protection as well. And then as a, you know, you have to go out in the routes. You have to know where you're supposed to be, know all the routes, know the route combinations, know what your role is. So it can be a lot mentally on a young player. But I think Tyler Bowen's a good young coach. You know, I think it says a lot about him that Franklin felt comfortable making him the offensive coordinator and play caller for the Cotton Bowl against Memphis. I thought that said a lot about him, and I thought he did well. And I think the tight ends have performed very well under him. You know, his main task this year is not only to get the most out of Freiermuth, but to really make sure they're good at the second tight end spot, whether it's Kuntz or Strange or whoever. That's going to be Bowen's main charge, is making sure they're good and they've got some depth there. But it's the tight end coach totally responsible for it on his own. Now, there are periods of the practice where the tight ends are with the offensive line and the O-line coach might be a little bit more dominant in that conversation. And then there might be other times where they're with the receivers and quarterbacks, and the quarterback coach or receiver coach might say something to the tight ends. But it's Bowen's group.
Gotcha. All right. Next up is Randy from Toronto. And he asks, "Big fan of you and your knowledge, Ross. Late last week, Steve Wiltfong put in a crystal ball for Nolan Rucci to Wisconsin to join his brother, who Penn State never offered. He's been saying all along that Franklin should have offered his brother, who's a legacy in-state recruit, obviously good enough to play at Wisconsin, and would have greatly helped Penn State's chances with a prize like Nolan Rucci. Did Franklin make a big mistake not offering his brother?
Ooh, that's a tough one. And Jim, that's a little bit of a loaded question for me, just in the sense, in the interest of full disclosure, I am really close with the Rucci family. Todd and I are very good friends. I know the boys well, and I have for the last 5 or 6 years since I've lived in central Pennsylvania. So I think it'd probably be unfair for me to say that Penn State made a mistake. What I would say is there's a couple things you have to consider, okay? Number one, every tight end Penn State's gotten, and certainly under Joe Moorhead this was the case, they're all high school wide receivers. So when you look at their videos, Zach Kuntz, Brenton Strange, Theo Johnson, I mean, Tyler Warren's a quarterback. Even you go back to Nick Bowers, I remember watching his Katanning High School video, and he was a receiver. Mike Gesicki, a receiver. Hayden Rucci, who's at Wisconsin, he is more of a inline blocking tight end. He can catch and he can run, but what really stood out on his video was just how physical he was and how aggressive he was. And so when you watch him, Jim, he kind of looked like a Wisconsin type of tight end, or like a Stanford tight end, or, you know, one of those programs, maybe even Michigan to some extent, that uses 2 and 3 tight ends and they're really blocking. I don't know this, but my guess is that Penn State was looking for, in their mind, more athleticism or more of a receiver type for that position. If you remember, there was a long stretch until last year, Jim, where Penn State only ever used one tight end at a time, and they were usually split out. You know, I mean, Gesicki was split out most of the time. So I'm not sure that would have been a great fit for Hayden Rucci's skill set. So that's number one. And look, I am a Pennsylvania guy, right? Through and through, and I'm a Penn State guy. So I believe that when in doubt, Penn State should offer the in-state kids, Penn State should offer the legacy kids, and Penn State should offer the Letterman's kids, because of course their dad, Todd Rucci, played at Penn State. But there's another side of it too, where what if you offer him and he goes there, Jim, and because you're only using him one tight end at a time, and because you're still having that tight end split out a lot, what if he's like fourth string and not real happy? I mean, then you're definitely not going to get his brother, right? And keep in mind also that Hayden Rucci committed in February of his junior year of high school. So, you know, you don't know if Penn State would have offered him later or not. And his younger brother at the time was, Nolan was a freshman in high school who hadn't played varsity football yet. So, you know, I guess in hindsight, if Nolan Rucci doesn't go to Penn State, then yeah, they probably did make a mistake, right? But that's not the world that they live in. They've got to make the decisions, the best decisions they can at the time with the information that they have. Certainly, I would have liked to have seen them offer him, and I would have loved if Hayden went there, right? I know the family, and I watch every second of Penn State football, but that's not what happened. And I will say this, you know, I don't know what Nolan's going to do. He's a very bright kid. He's got some amazing options. And, you know, certainly this time and working out with his brother, you know, I'm sure that that's had an impact on him as well. And, you know, if he ends up going to Wisconsin because he wants to play with his brother, I don't know there's really anything else Penn State could do if that's what ends up happening. But, you know, last time I talked to him, it sounded like he wanted to take his visits. So I think that there's a long way to go in that one.
That's interesting. But there always are inherent dangers in doing the, I'll offer the brother or I'll offer the teammate so I could get the star. You always have it's a risk reward kind of issue. Let's get to the next question. Michael in Savannah, Georgia. Ross, recently on the podcast, you gave listener advice while being engaged to use the word fiance as much as possible, which I thought was great. As someone who is engaged and getting ready to take the plunge into marriage, I'd love to hear your sage advice on marriage as well. P.S. I think my fiance would love it if I was wearing a KSN polo for our wedding. I think Michael's begging for this shirt.
Where's Michael from?
Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, interesting. I love that we got people all over the country listening. Marriage advice. First of all, I would recommend reading a book called The Five Love Languages. My wife and I read that, and it was very helpful because we realized that we had totally different love languages based on how you grew up. Her love languages are quality time and acts of service. My love languages are physical touch and words of affirmation. And really, Jim, that just goes back to that's how our parents were, right? So, you know, with my wife, me telling her she's great doesn't mean a whole lot. But if I take the trash out and mow the grass, that's showing love. whereas I appreciate the stuff that she does, but it means more to me when, you know, she says something nice to me or whatever. So I would read the Five Love Languages book. And then I would tell you, like anything else in your life, you have to make it a priority and you have to focus on improving it and getting better at it. Right. So whether that's your communication with your spouse, whether that's more quality time. I mean, I talked to my wife this morning. I said, you know what? We're running low on the quality time recently. Like, let's do something tonight. You know, whatever it is, watch a show, just talk, whatever it is, let's do that tonight. So like anything else in life, you have to work at it. And if you do, you'll get a whole lot more back from it than you put into it, but it's not easy and there's ups and downs. And that's my advice. Good question though. I can't tell you, Jim, I like, and go to a lot of Penn State games and watch the Penn State games together. That's my other advice. Good question though.
That's fantastic. I didn't realize we would go off that way, Ross. Fantastic answer. That's going to be it for quarter number three. Stick around quarter number four, where Bob and Andy rejoin us.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.